Good evening. It's 8 o'clock. The top headlines tonight. India cases are at an eighth-month high, crossing 2,80,000. India deaths are also up by 10% in the last 2 weeks. Well, one silver lining, over 50% of 15-year-olds get their first vaccine dose. After the Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister, his challenger Akhilesh Yadav will also be contesting the UP elections. Meanwhile, a Yadav Bahu joins the BJP. Akhilesh thanks them, saying, "You're giving tickets to those we couldn't." The BJP also announces its alliance with the Apna Dal and the Nishad Party after the exodus of Swami Prasad Maurya, high-profile OBC leader. Arvind Kejriwal announced a lawyer, Amit Palekar, as the Goa Chief Ministerial candidate for AAP. Meanwhile, the NCP and the Sena also announced a Goa alliance rebuffed by the Congress. Four crores of cash found in raids on the Punjab Chief Minister's nephew, according to Enforcement Directorate sources. It's a conspiracy against him before the election, says the Punjab Chief Minister. But Arvind Kejriwal tweets the Chief Minister now not an aam aadmi, but a dishonest aadmi. Over 400 people on two Indigo flights narrowly escaped a mid-air collision on the 7th of January. The DGCA has asked for an inquiry. A Bengaluru mid-air disaster averted as the two flights took off on parallel runways. An alert air traffic controller averted disaster. Why is a 5G rollout grounding United States flights? Air India now cancels four flights to the USA amid concerns that US flights operators have voiced on 5G impacting flight equipment. A beleaguered British Prime Minister announces that most COVID curbs are to be lifted. No more mandatory face masks, no masks needed in classrooms. Working from home in the UK will also end from next week as cases dip. India's star ace tennis player Sania Mirza will retire. Sania says now recovery is becoming slower and slower. Also can't expose my three-year-old son to constant travels. And the post-Virat Kohli era begins in one-dayers. KL Rahul captaining as South Africa set India 297 to win in the opening one-dayer. Shikhar Dhawan hits a brisk half-century.